This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The political race for McLean County Auditor includes debate on why it should be an elected office at all.
You don't know when you elect somebody if they are really qualified to do the job. If you appoint somebody, you actually have an interview process for people to make sure that you have the technical skills.
Rob Fazzini and Kevin Woodard are two of the three candidates in the auditor's race. They join us for a candidates forum. Find all of our coverage of Election 2020 at WGLT.org. That and a news update on the way. This is Sound Ideas on WGLT.
Support for the Sound Ideas podcast comes from WGLT listeners. Join the community of informed news consumers who listen to WGLT and also support it financially. Learn more about how you can support WGLT's nonprofit public service mission at WGLT.org.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Let's run down some of the day's top stories. McLean County's COVID-19 testing positivity rate has increased for the 14th straight day. It's now 10.7%, five times what it was just a couple of weeks ago. The biggest driver is Illinois State University, which reported 51 new cases today. The ISU total for COVID-positive students is now over 1,000. One in four tests are coming back positive at ISU. Hospitalizations remain low in McLean County, just three people. The other 804 active cases are all isolating at home. The testing site at Bloomington's Interstate Center performed 848 tests yesterday, tying the single-day record. The site remains open 9 to 5 daily and now offers pre-registration online to expedite the process. An Illinois State University student athlete says athletic director Larry Lyons should resign. Senior track athlete Maya Robinson says the action plan developed by the department has fallen flat.
I think because we are boycotting, they're just trying to rush to put out statements to make us feel better and, you know, get us back to practicing and whatnot, and that's not the way to go.
Illinois State University Athletics Director Larry Lyons says he plans to better educate himself about the experiences of black student athletes following uproar over his All Redbird Lives Matter remark.
Anytime there's a little tension and you can find ways to improve the situation and get better, then that's, to me, that's a win, and that's what we're going to do.
Lyons says he also commits to improving diversity in administration at the athletics department. The Peoria Civic Center is calling attention to a need for financial support. Civic Center General Manager Rick Edgar says the facility was $700,000 in the black before the pandemic struck in mid-March, halting the ability to hold events. Now,
with no money coming in, we've only had cash reserves to get us to a certain point. And we're now hit a red alert time where we're down to like the last 60 days of cash.
Edgar says the Civic Center needs $3.8 million in federal or local assistance to stay open another year. The outside of the Civic Center will be lit up in red for 24 hours to call attention to a nationwide red alert campaign, which seeks public support for legislation to provide relief to venues and theaters. The head of a long-running effort to make the life of Abraham Lincoln more accessible to the public says they've reached a new milestone. The latest batch of the Papers of Lincoln, digitized and placed online, deal with his life as a lawyer and young Whig Party politician up through his single term in Congress. Dr. Daniel Worthington directs the Papers of Abraham Lincoln Project. Worthington says those early professional papers include the first reference to his famous House Divided idea and show Lincoln's worldview.
He is very much interested in preserving the Union and preserving unity and finding consensus within the party and with the country. So Lincoln's worldview is that extremes are dangerous.
Worthington says the project is now working on more than 3,000 documents from the time Lincoln left Congress to winning the presidential election in 1860. The project began in the 1980s. Worthington says it will likely last at least two more decades. This is Sound Ideas on 89.1 FM WGLT and WGLT.org.
Welcome to WGLT Election 2020 coverage. Throughout the campaign season, we're conducting interviews and forums with the candidates in different races. Today, we talk to the people running for McLean County Auditor. We have two of the three candidates who will be on the ballot, Democratic challenger Rob Fizzini and Libertarian challenger Kevin Woodard. Republican incumbent Auditor Michelle Anderson is on medical leave and is unable to participate. Videos of these interviews will be available online as well. The two candidates who are with us today will have time for a brief opening statement and equal time to answer questions. Kevin Woodard won our coin toss, and he will go first. Kevin?
Well, hello, everyone. I'm happy to be here today. Thanks for the invite. It's interesting to have this forum in this fashion this year, but as we all know, COVID has affected everyone's lives in a number of different ways. I'm sure people would like to know a little bit about who I am, where I'm, what my background is. So basically, I have a Bachelor of Science in Civil Engineering degree from Tennessee Technological University and an MBA from Centenary College of Louisiana. I worked about 25 years in the transportation and traffic engineering field, including serving as a city traffic engineer here in Bloomington for a few years. And besides that, I have the MBA on top of it, and so that's some of my background that prepares me for this position that I'm seeking this year. We have some problems in the auditor's office. We have an auditor that's making news when she really shouldn't be because there are things that aren't getting done, and then we seem to have a problem with a little bit of a power struggle between the auditor's office and the county board and the board chair, and that's one of the reasons I'm running this year. As a libertarian, I'll let you know that one of the advantages I present is a choice that's independent. I am not tied to the power structures that exist in both the Republican and Democratic parties in our area, and I would provide an independent vote for you. And so you could trust me to be your watchdog to make sure that the monies that are spent in the county are spent the way they should be and that everything's in your best interest. I also would like to be in the news periodically for being a speaking voice that speaks for fiscal responsibility in the community. And so if you hear from me, it'll be because I'm trying to tell you something that's going on in the county government that you need to hear about. And I look forward to continuing this forum here today.
Thank you. Now to Rob Fizzini.
One of the first questions I get asked by my friends when I tell them I'm running for auditor is, well, what's the actual definition of what an auditor does? And if you look back on June 10th in 1911, there was an act created by the state that said the county auditor had certain duties. And two of the eight are, one, the auditor checks all claims against the county and recommends action to the county board. And the second, the auditor maintains a continuous audit of the operation and financial records of the auditor's agents and divisions of the county. Put more simply, the auditor makes sure that the county department heads are following the budgets that are approved by the county board. So, why would a happily semi-retired person like me want to run for an auditor position that requires full-time work? Well, my explanation can best be described by a quote from Robert Kennedy. Some people see things as they are and ask why. I dream of things that never were and ask why not. Why is the auditor overpaid with a salary of $100,324 for a job worth about $75,000? Why does the auditor need to declare a political party affiliation to perform the job of an independent auditor? Why does the auditor need to possess skills to be elected by all the citizens of the county? Why not? Why not pay the auditor my proposed salary of $75,000? Why not eliminate the need for the auditor to declare an affiliation with a political party to be able to serve the role of an independent auditor? Why not hire the auditor with the technical and the managerial skills to do the job? The auditor should not need the skills to run a political campaign to get elected and hold this position. Thank you.
So there was considerable time spent last fall on the county's bookkeeping practices that seemed to be a primary rift between the auditor's office and the county treasurer's office. And our first question will start with you, Rob. Explain your preferred method of accounting and explain why this should matter to the taxpayers. You get 2 minutes.
I think the policy-making body that decides what the accounting policies are is the county board. And when there was a rift between the county auditor and the county treasurer as to who gets to decide what sort of accrual policy the county use, the county attorney did the research and concluded that neither the auditor nor the treasurer was, in fact, the policymaker final decision. It is the county board. It's the role of the county auditor and the county treasurer to carry out the policy, not make it. So I would follow the policies that the county board deems appropriate.
And Kevin Woodard, your response.
I don't think it really matters what my opinion is. What matters is what's the best accounting practice. So I would look toward the accounting field to see what practices we should be going by, and I would be recommending those practices. Rob likes to talk a lot about the rule of the county board. When we look at what the state's attorney's office said, we know that he prepared his recommendation anticipating a suit from our current county auditor, from Michelle. So I don't know that that's an unbiased opinion at all. In fact, the officer is elected, the auditor is elected, just like the treasurer, to be a watchdog. And just because you have to play a little politics to get that, well, that's the root of democracy. We elect our leaders, and we don't have a check on the county board if we don't have an auditor and a treasurer that's willing to stand up for the county board for what's right when that needs to happen. Now, we do want to get along with the county board, of course, and I promise to be able to do that if elected.
And this is 89 to 1 FM, WGLT and WGLT.org. You're listening to WGLT's election coverage and a profile of candidates in the race for McLean County Auditor. We have two of the candidates with us, Libertarian Kevin Woodard and a Democrat, Rob Fizzini. Next question, we'll start with Kevin. The county auditor's position is elected, though it does seem to be largely bureaucratic. The county voters in 2014 narrowly chose to keep it as an elected position. Making the position appointed would allow the auditor to play a greater role in budgeting as opposed to serving a more independent role that the auditor does now. Is an elected auditor the best way to do it, and why or why not?
Well, I think, of course, it's the best way to do it. Let's look at the checks and balances of our national government. We have an executive and a president. We have a judicial branch, and then we have a legislative branch. And that's how we make sure that nobody in Washington has too much power over us. And we vote for people in both the legislative branch and the president. In the county situation, all we have is a county board. We don't have a county executive that's elected. So if we don't have a county auditor and a county treasurer that's elected to be a check, there's no checks and balances for the citizens out there. And the citizens don't have any way to control, you know, some of the things that's going on. Everything would be at the mercy of the county board. The county board chair is elected by the 20 county board members, two from each district of 10 districts. So is it fair that the most powerful person in the county should be a person that was only elected by 10% of the people in the county? I don't think that's the government we need. And if you put it on an appointed position, you're just burying it. You're not getting the independence that an auditor needs to have.
And Rob, your response?
Yeah, I think that the auditor would be actually more independent if appointed rather than being beholden to a party to help get elected to a position for which he or she might not actually be qualified. You don't know when you elect somebody if they are really qualified to do the job. If you appoint somebody, you actually have an interview process for people to make sure that you have the technical skills and the managerial skills to be able to cooperate with people and have their respect so that when you're doing your audits, they actually believe the results and implement the changes. I think the auditor, as appointed, could easily report to two Democrats and two Republicans as an audit committee, or report to the county board administrator, who is not an elected official and who does not have a party affiliation. I think you're more independent if you're appointed than if you're elected. And there's also the whistleblower policy. If the auditor doesn't feel like he or she is getting the right level of power and cooperation, there is a way to run that up and make sure that that happens.
As we continue on 89.1 FM, WGLT and WGLT.org, speaking with two of the candidates for McLean County Auditor, our next question will start with Rob Fizzini. You had proposed, at the time of your announcement, that the auditor should be a part-time job. that it could be done in 30 hours a week now that bill paying functions were moved to the treasurer's office a few years ago. And at that time, the county auditor staff was cut considerably. Is that something that you support? Can this job of county auditor be done in 30 hours a week?
As it's presently constructed, yes. I believe in January of 2017, the county board transferred three of the four people and, for whatever reason, decided that instead of reducing the salary as the finance committee recommended to $75,324, the county board actually transferred those people, left only one person reporting to the auditor, and increased the auditor's salary. It made no sense. I don't understand why that happened. It shouldn't have. I have proposed since then that we actually have this as a full-time position, but that the salary be reduced. And I made that in a public finance committee meeting in April. And in May, the finance committee actually did recommend that the salary be reduced for the next 4 years to $80,600. I think we had a part in doing that, and that's the kind of administration I'd like to be part of, one that is responsive and watching for dollars that were being wasted.
Kevin Woodard, your response, can this job be done in less than a full-time capacity, or are there other reforms along those lines that you would support?
Well, I'm a libertarian, and libertarians are all for cutting government and cutting unnecessary offices, but this isn't the right office. This, again, is a watchdog. And so I would remind you that Rob originally proposed eliminating the position entirely. And then he's back down to making it part-time, and now he's saying make it appointed. So with all due respect, I don't really know what Rob wants. Look, the salary is to pay a professional salary. It would be excellent if all three candidates running in this election were CPAs. To get a good CPA, you would need to pay that salary. Hopefully, one of these days, we may have three great CPAs running against each other. But we don't have that this year. So I'm not talking about eliminating the salary. I'm not talking about reducing the salary. The salary is to attract good applicants, okay? It's also to pay the person that's in the job to do what they're worth. And hopefully, if we have a CPA one time, sometime we'll have that person in there that really merits the salary that we have right now. But can the job be done part-time? Sure. But how well do you want to do the job? See, the job's basically an accounting job. And if you know about accounting, you know that when you keep values of property and things like that in accounting, accounting rules are made to be accounting rules to keep everybody on a level table so everybody's report kind of reflects each other's and there's some sense in it for everybody. But they don't necessarily represent what your public works assets, for example, are worth. They don't really represent what the current value of property is. And if you look at the county's financials, you'll see that most of the county's worth is in the public assets that they have. So I would like to do more things along that line besides just capital, accounting budgets. I would like to look at capital asset management and see what the county's doing on that so that when we have all these assets on our books, we know that that's a real figure and not just an accounting number.
As we continue on 89.1 FM, WGLT and WGLT.org, you're listening to WGLT's election coverage and our profile of candidates in the race for McLean County Auditor, as we have Libertarian candidate Kevin Woodard and Democrat Rob Fizzini. The incumbent, Republican Michelle Anderson, was unable to participate in our candidate forum today. And I want to shift lastly, before we go to closings, how does one's political philosophy, how does your political philosophy, and Kevin, you're up, how does this impact your view of how the office should be restructured beyond just the nature of the bureaucracy, the nuts and bolts of doing the job as it's laid out?
Well, as a libertarian, we believe less government is better, and we would like to reduce the size of government overall. So one thing I would do would be look for wasteful spending and try to make sure that our books tell a better picture than they might otherwise. And so you would like to have time to do things that auditors do normally that the current auditor or anyone that's had this position maybe doesn't do. I mean, most people understand that the current auditor checks all the bills and makes sure they're all good to go before they pass them off to the treasurer. But there can be a lot more to auditing than that. So again, I would like to look into areas like capital asset management to see, you know, what is the real value of our capital assets that we have, you know, how real are our books and everything as far as that goes, and compare them to other things. So the job is definitely, you know, worth the salary if the person puts the effort into it. I would make sure I was available for meetings with the finance committee and with the board. That would be one of the first things I do, would be put those meetings and things on my calendar. You know, Rob mentioned earlier that the state set up the requirements for the elected auditor and the treasurer as well, and there's a reason they did that. They did that for about the 25 largest cities in the state, because these cities have bigger budgets and much more potential for money to be wasted if someone's not looking over things to make sure things are done the right way. So again, those people, when they set that up, they thought the auditor needed to be elected, and I agree with them on that.
And Rob Fizzini, your response to political philosophy and how that impacts your role in the job.
Sure. There are 102 counties in Illinois. 17 elect their auditor, 85 do not. We wouldn't be joining the minority. We would actually be joining a majority. I serve as a representative for the city of Bloomington as a commissioner on the Public Building Commission. A budget of over $80 million. It happens to own the building that the county board is in, and the auditor doesn't audit that. It doesn't check in any way to see if it's accurate or if the bills are being paid properly. In fact, recently, our bills from the Public Building Commission were not getting paid by the county, and we had to go through serious efforts to get them paid. That's unacceptable. As a libertarian, you needed 78 signatures to get on the ballot. As a Democrat, I needed 194. As a Republican, you need 264. If you wanted to run as an independent, you needed 6,582 signatures. That's another area I think that needs fixing. You don't have to be a member of a party. People have said to me, you're running as a Democrat, but you want to cut government, and you want to reduce expenses. That sounds like a Republican and a Libertarian. Well, maybe it does, but that's what needs doing, and that's what I intend to do. Thank you.
We now come to the close, as our closing statements from our two McLean County Auditor candidates who are with us today, and we ask for 90 seconds. And Rob, since you were last on the open, you'll go first in the close.
Thank you. My credentials for doing the auditing while I'm in the job and trying to change it to appointed is that I was president of the chamber, president of the History Museum, treasurer of the Girl Scouts, president of the UC Bank in the area, and all of those roles, I got audited. So I was on the opposite side of what an auditor does, but I really, when you're in charge, you really have to understand that role. I also spent 2 full weeks with the London Office of Audit for Continental Bank in Chicago in Vienna, and actually spent and lived in Vienna for 2 weeks, so I was doing an audit. When I was a member of the American Bankers Association, I led a group to do the audit of the American Bankers Association school in Kansas, and I served on an audit in Iowa, and both of those were 1 week stints. So I think I have an idea of what auditing is all about. I also believe that you need to be able to go outside of your own area, and if you have expertise, help. And I've done that with the county with the loan program that they've done. Thank you.
And Kevin Woodard, your close.
Yeah, I'd just like to close first by saying I agree with Rob about one thing. The signatures that are required for people to run for office definitely need to be made more fair for everybody. If Rob wanted to run as an independent, I know he thought about running as an independent a couple of years ago when he ran for county board, and the signatures would have been an issue, and I actually worked with him then. Rob's a good guy. I don't mean to insinuate anything otherwise. But I will say this. If you have tons of experience and are very, very capable of doing the job, but don't value the position, how well will you be doing the job? I just think that's a problem. And if you say it's going to be appointed and it's not going to be political, I'm sorry, that's kind of like talking about nonpartisan races. Unfortunately, they don't really exist. Anybody that's appointed by somebody that's political is going to be political the same. So you don't really get rid of that either. So I would ask you to support me, because I will be a watchdog for you. I'll be a true independent voice for you. And I'll add that the libertarians are winning more auditor offices than anything else that they're winning across the country. And I would like to see that trend continue here in McLean County.
Our thanks to Kevin Woodard and Rob Fizzini. You have been listening to WGLT's Election 2020 coverage of the race for McLean County Auditor. Hear all of our election coverage at WGLT.org and on the WGLT YouTube channel. I'm Eric Stock.
Thanks for choosing Sound Ideas on WGLT Normal, made possible with listener contributions at WGLT.org. Our website is also where you can find Sound Ideas interviews and stories, which today came from Eric Stock. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Subscribe to Sound Ideas on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or NPR One. Let us know what you think of Sound Ideas. We're WGLT-FM on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter. We're all at WGLT News. This is WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media.